What comes first for you? Is it the chords, or do you have lyrics, or do you suddenly get wake up in the middle of the night and think, oh, got a great lyric? How's it work?
Yeah, pretty much lyrics. I'll have an idea for a song. Usually it's the lyric, and then I'll kind of have an idea of where I want to take it musically. So whether I want to do something reggae, or whether I want to do something soulful, or something kind of pop ballad, or something like that. Then I'll kind of try and do an a cappella version of it, and then send that across to Dave, and then Dave put some chords to it, and then we'll kind of build it from there, really.
And when do you write your best material? Do you write when you're happy, or do you write when you're sad?
Well, I try and write positive stuff, so I'd like to think when I'm happy is best, but sometimes writing can be really good therapy. So if you are feeling a little bit down, writing something and kind of, it's almost kind of like the psychologist's couch to yourself, so you kind of, which makes it even more schizophrenic, really, doesn't it? I guess I'm telling you all my problems and I'm sitting right here. I guess it's a bit of both, really. But I try and put a positive slant on what I do, because there's so much kind of depressing music out there. And I know I kind of say it should either move your soul or move your feet, but I like to move the feet more than the soul.
What's the best song lyric, do you think, you've ever written, where you've gone, oh, well, that is a gem?
I don't know. The best line that I think I've ever put into a song I stole off one of my good friends, Terry Gormley. He says, "Why try to fit in when you were born to stand out?" That's it. Can't even remember your own lyrics. Yeah. And I just love that lyric, and I squeezed that into a song on the album called Stand Up. So that's probably the line that I kind of like. Yeah, I like that line.
Any song you could pick that you would have liked to have written?
It's got to be Three Little Birds by Bob Marley. Coming from where I like to write from, in a positive frame of way, that's just, it's the ultimate feel-good tune, isn't it?
I do like me reggae. I think reggae is really hard to play. Out of all of the genres, I think it's really difficult.
Yeah, I can't play guitar very well at all, so I have to nod my head and agree.
Because it is about the rhythm. If you haven't got the rhythm, you just can't play it. That's the end of it, because it is so in the front of the tunes, the guitar, isn't it, Dave?
It's very much that offbeat and the sort of the drums and guitar sort of carrying it, really.
There we go. And he don't get out of time. No. Dave in his prime art suit. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm horrible. So the gigs at the moment, what sort of gigs are you doing and where are you performing?
Most of the gigs that I'm doing now are kind of private stuff. I run a company called The Best Singing Waiters, and we do lots of like weddings and corporate stuff.
How does that work? What does it mean? Somebody's having a bit of a chicken on a dish and then suddenly...
So basically we'll be typically at a wedding and we'll blend in with the servers, and then kind of at the end of mains we're going to desserts. We'll kind of... It's my first day, apparently got to propose a toast, and then burst into song, and then we get up on the chairs and get people napkin waving and little Love Train conga lines and just kind of G up the party, really, and get everything started.
Oh, excellent. That sounds really good fun. And you do that, is that a cappella you kind of get on the scene?
No, it's auto backing track.
Yep.
So we kind of hide a PA system in the corner and just go from there.
And how many is there of you?
About 25, 30, I think.
Wow.
So during the summer we can be really, really busy.
Oh, not all together in one wedding. You're also
No.
What's going on?
Yeah, some 30 staff.
What a great idea. That is a brilliant idea.
It's a lot of fun.
So that's what you do. Your main job is entertainment.
Yeah. So kind of, if I ever did get on X Factor, I'd have to kind of work another story, wouldn't I? Because we don't tend to have proper singers.
Grand. But then a lot of people that are on there have been around in the business for years.
Yeah, they put a cover story there, a painter or a decorator.
Are you going to be on there? Is this what you're saying?
No.
Dave's laughing. Dave's going, no, definitely not. What about The Voice? Would you do The Voice?
I'd be more inclined to do it now Tom's back. Because Tom's a bit of a hero of mine. They have rumours, and I can only say that they're rumours, that they pick the people that they want to be in the final. And if that rumour were true and they said I was going to be mentored by Tom, I would consider it. But I probably wouldn't.
You wouldn't do it?
No, just because...
It's so embarrassing, the chairs don't turn around. You're like, what's going on?
Yeah. I'd want that guarantee put in there. So the kind of rumours would have to be true.
Does Wigan have a peer?
It does have a peer. And you know, we're talking off air about the photos from the album and things. That's all done around Wigan Pier.
Oh, right.
So the backdrop to it is Wigan Pier, and kind of where all the the industrial mills are and things, that's where it is. But it's attached to a canal. It's not
it's not what we think here. We've got like South End Pier, but it's
that's very, very different.
There's nothing on it. It's just a bit of wood stuck out on the side, really,
yeah,
isn't it?
Where you go and have your pie and peas.
There we go.
I'm going to do a little cover of something that's in the chart, so hopefully we get this right. It's DNC's toothbrush.
Great.
Each time I let you stay the night, stay the night. Up in the morning, tangled in sheets, we play the morning on repeat, on repeat. When you're standing there in your underwear on my t-shirt from the night before, with your messed up hair and your feet still bare, would you mind closing the bedroom door? Maybe you don't have to rush, you could leave a toothbrush at my place, we don't need to keep it hush, you could leave a toothbrush at my place, I just can't let you go. I've never known. So maybe you don't have to rush, you can leave a toothbrush at my place. No need to question. Next time we meet, I know you're coming home with me, home with me. Sweat like a sauna, break out the ice. I know you're gonna stay the night, stay the night. When you're standing there in your underwear on my t-shirt from the night before, with your messed up hair and your feet still bare, would you mind closing the bedroom door? Maybe you don't have to rush, you can leave a toothbrush at my place. We don't need to keep it hush, you could leave a toothbrush at my place. I just can't let you go. You give me something I've never known. So maybe you don't have to rush, you could leave a toothbrush at my place. More
people in the studio. I don't know where they come from. Normally, sometimes we get Bob creeping about at this time, who's on the... do you know what? I thought you had a love heart on your head then, Dave. I really did. I thought he's drawing some makeup. I thought he's been putting makeup on while he's been playing that. That's actually Dave's plectrum. I didn't... For anybody who's a guitarist out there, you'll know what I mean. That isn't some sort of euphemism. There we go.